Karen Chase, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Thursday, it looks like we're going to see cloudy skies, chance of drizzle, temperatures in the upper 40s. Tonight, a slight chance of drizzle, areas of patchy fog with a low near 38. For Friday, chance of rain, fog, we'll see temperatures at 50. Friday night, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy at 35. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 41.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday morning. After 2 years without increases, student health insurance premiums will go up more than 5% at state universities next year. The Kansas Board of Regents yesterday approved a 5.2% premium increase for all plans for the 2017-18 academic year. The Lawrence Journal World reports a student-only plan will cost $1,464 a year, and plans for a student-plus spouse or student-plus child will cost $2,928 a year, or an increase of $144. The Kansas Court will hear arguments March 16th in a case challenging a law that bans a second trimester abortion procedure. Two doctors have challenged a 2015 law that bans doctors from using forceps, clamps, scissors, or similar instruments to remove a live fetus in pieces. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big savings. Shop now and get up to 35% off appliance special buys, like the Samsung Platinum Finish High Efficiency On Air. At just $549 each, you save over $500. Shop the best appliance savings of the season. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Extra extra, it's only one spot last season for details.
On your next oil change when you purchase a quart of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline Max High Mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A Winfield man was charged formally yesterday with the murder of his wife at a home. 32-year-old Zachary Gardner made a brief appearance in Collie County Court. He's charged with second-degree murder and is being held a $500,000 bond. Police believe he shot and killed his 33-year-old wife, Melissa Gardner, Sunday at a home in Winfield. KTV reports it was not immediately clear why the charge was second-degree murder and not first-degree murder. Zachary Gardner's next court appearance is scheduled for the 1st of February. The state of Kansas is the fifth best state for affordable housing in a new survey ranking states for bringing up families. The Wallet Hub report released yesterday concluded Kansas is 13th for the best states to raise a family. Kansas's best performance was number 8 in overall affordability, covering everything from family income and savings to credit scores. The worst area for Kansas in the survey was education and child care, where the state ranked 24th. Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. I'm Rick Everett. Flint Hills Resources has announced a planned $50 million expansion at its Fairmont ethanol plant. The Lincoln Journal Star reports that the company will spend the money to produce a high-protein animal and fish feed ingredient from a portion of the plant's distiller grains. Flint Hills says its Fairmont plant will be just the fourth in the world to use this technology. An effort to increase the number of first-time homebuyers in Nebraska is drawing scrutiny from some lawmakers who say the proposal could lead to abuse. The measure presented to a legislative committee would allow residents to set aside up to $150,000 in a special account to help their children or grandchildren cover a down payment on their first home. Contributions would be in post-tax dollars, but earnings on the money after it's deposited would be tax-free. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agriculture news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kelsey Hattisall with the River Valley Extension District Office was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and talked about the Women in Agriculture series, which is coming up, sponsored by KCA Research and Extension.
We're on the fifth year for Women in Ag, so it'll be the second year that we're doing it here in Washington. And it came about originally from the livestock agent that was here before me, Robin Reed. Her and Kim Larson, our crop agent, got together and made it a joint effort later on. But it's just a series that gets women in the agriculture industry who want to advance their business and kind of their management skills to become more involved in their farming or ranching operation.
Extension offices throughout Kansas will feature the six-week Women in Agriculture series. In Marshall County, the series will be held Tuesday afternoons, January 31st through March 7th, from 12:30 until 5:30. And in Washington County, the Women in Ag series will be featured on Tuesdays, February 2nd through March 9th, 3:30 until 8:30. For details, contact your local county extension office. Helen Laverne Barnes, age 94, of Vermilion, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Vermilion Methodist Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Helen Barnes. Carla J. Sfonda, age 71, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Carla Schwanda. Ivan Lee Henriksen, age 83, of Dawson, Nebraska, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Weary Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Ivan Henriksen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato, a roll, cabbage, pineapple cake. Tomorrow, chicken salad, wheat bread, vegetable soup, veggie plate, and grape salad. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball will host Clay Center. Marysville High Basketball tips off in the Thunder Classic this evening at Seneca at 6:30. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a low pressure system. The center of the low is to our southeast. So because of that, we're going to see areas of drizzle as we head throughout the rest of this Thursday, continuing into tonight through tomorrow. We're also dealing with some fog as well, just because we've seen cooler air on the ground and now this warm air is moving in, causing for this fog. We're still seeing very nice temperatures out there throughout the rest of the week and into the weekend. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, slight chance of drizzle, otherwise cloudy skies in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, a slight chance of drizzle, areas of patchy fog with a low near 38. For Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers, temperatures at 50. Friday night, a slight chance of rain, otherwise cloudy skies. We'll see temperatures right around 35 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Mild this morning, 38 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 19th of January. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
New year, new you, new menu? That's right. The Wagon Wheel is ringing in the new year with some tasty new salads, sandwiches, and dinners. With the best down-home cooking in town, a rewards program, and live music every third Saturday of the month, there's just no better place to go. Make your New Year's resolution to try something new with the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Welcome to Class of 2017. Bags, Rock, and Pudge are heading to baseball's Hall of Fame. Jeff Bagwell spent his entire career with the Astros, batting .297 with 449 home runs and over 1,500 RBIs.
There's no greater thing that you can get personally than the Hall of Fame. You know, you can do some stuff team-wise and all that kind of stuff, but personally, this is a big deal.
Tim Raines was chosen in his final year of eligibility and one of the game's best leadoff hitters in the 80s and 90s.
When you know it's your last year, you know, I knew I was 23 votes away, and it seems like I got a little more than that. I'm a happy young man. I kind of got what I was looking for.
And Ivan Rodriguez joins Johnny Bench as the only catcher to be elected on the first ballot.
I'm very happy and honored to say that I'm going to be right next to my favorite catcher growing up, my hero. Johnny Bench.
And a shocking upset at the Australian Open overnight. Number 2 seed Novak Djokovic knocked out by a wild card Dennis Istomin from Uzbekistan in 5 sets. NBA, a battle of former teammates in Oakland.
Castle batted in the air by West. Grabbed by Durant. Looks ahead. Pulls up. Fires for 3. Got it!
On 95-7 the game, the Warriors topped the Thunder 121-100. Kevin Durant buried his old team with 40 points despite Russell Westbrook's triple-double. After dropping 3 of 4, the Rockets were winners last night.
Harden, another fading three-pointer. Oh, man, 2 in a row. And now he does the shoulder shimmy.
On WTMJ, Houston thumped Milwaukee 111-92, Harden 38. And how about the 76ers winning 7 of its last 9 games? Philadelphia snuck past Atlanta 94-89. And the Knicks, after dropping 11 of 13, won in Boston 117-106. And top 20 college hoops, unranked Oklahoma shocked number 8 West Virginia in Morgantown.
Doolittle bounces it into Wood. Half court with 6. Top of the key, down the lane, driving, layup attempt is gone! 2 seconds, he banked it in with 2!
On the Sooners Radio Network, Oklahoma 89, West Virginia 87 in overtime. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Quarterfinals in the Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament at Washington County on Wednesday. Top 3 seeds in the girls and boys divisions advanced to the semifinals. Girls play Centralia, the top seed, over Donovan West, 69-42. Second seed Washington County over Frankfort 62-52. Third seed Hanover defeated Clifton Clyde 39-23. And the Wetmore girls over Lynn 38-31. Setting up semifinals on Friday, Washington County entertains Hanover at 3. Centralia meets Wetmore at 6. In the boys division, top seed Troy over Centralia 69-43. Second seed Hanover beat Clifton Clyde 71-49. Third seed Onega edged Washington County 50-49. And the Donova West boys beat Valley Heights 66-48. Setting up boys semifinals on Friday, Hanover meets Onega at 4:30. Troy squares off with Donovan West at 7:30. Bottom of the bracket on Thursday tip-off. Blue Valley Onega girls. Troy and Valley Heights girls tip-off at 5:30. Blue Valley and Axtell boys. Wetmore and Lynn boys tip-off at 7. Updated brackets on our website at kndyradio.com. We'll be in Seneca tonight with the Marysville Bulldogs facing Silver Lake from the Thunder Classic. 6:30 scheduled tip-off live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and streaming on our website, kndyradio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, seemingly the wait is now over, as many sources are reporting that President-elect Donald Trump will pick former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to be his Ag Secretary. The American Farm Bureau is strongly endorsing the nominee for Perdue. AFBF President Zippy Duval, also from Georgia, said Perdue would provide a strong voice that Ag needs. Perdue was part of Trump's Ag Advisory Committee during the presidential campaign. As governor of Georgia, and now the 70-year-old Republican, key agriculture issues, including water management and making changes to the tax code that were beneficial to farmers. Perdue, a veterinarian turned politician, was Georgia's first Republican governor more than a century when he was first elected. Perdue now poised to take the last remaining seat in Trump's cabinet, and the long search would end just a day before Trump takes office. Searches included a handful of false reports of who and when Trump would pick. Perdue's cousin David Perdue, Republican senator from Georgia, he said on Twitter Wednesday night, couldn't be more proud of his cousin being named Ag Secretary. We'll learn more about Governor Perdue in the days ahead. And former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack stepped in a week early to save taxpayers a few bucks. He said he and his family taking a trip to Mexico this week and didn't want the federal government to pay for his security detail that travels with him. He served as Ag Secretary for all of 8 years of the Obama's time in the White House. Following his exit, the U.S. Dairy Export Council confirmed Vilsack will be the next president and CEO of their group, taking over his duties in that position next month. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Here's market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. An interesting day in the futures markets. We saw some two-sided trade all through the day. Corn and wheat, most specifically. Soybean started out a little on the downside but jumped up and finished reasonably strong. It was just an interesting day to watch the numbers bounce around. March corn down a half a cent as we got to the end at 365. May corn down a half a cent, 372 and a quarter. Chicago wheat was lower on the day. Minneapolis wheat was significantly higher. Kansas City wheat was higher by fractions. March KC wheat up a quarter cent at 452 and a quarter. May was up a half a cent at 464 and a quarter. The remaining months were fractionally higher as well. Not a huge day, but at least they were plus signs as we got to the close. March soybeans up 5 3/4 at 1075. May beans up 5 3/4 at 1083 3/4. All the later months were higher. Soybean meal did okay. March soy meal up 230 at 351.10. May up 250 at 352.70. March bean oil was up 2 at 35.58. May up 2 at 35.82. So the soy complex did all right. As far as livestock is concerned, we saw two-sided trade there as well. Lots of bouncing around. February live cattle finished up 70 at 120.27. January feeders up 7 at 131 even. March feeders down 50 at 129.55. So some pressure there. All the later months were down in feeder cattle as well. And hogs bounced around a lot but finished lower. February hogs at 65.20, down 60. April hogs finished at 68.82. That's down 90. So a very volatile day across the futures markets on Wednesday. Maybe we'll see things smooth out just a bit here on Thursday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? Quest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customer to help detect those issues while something can be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is, as we all know and appreciate, agriculture. One of the questions over the last year, actually it's a question every year, but it's especially been interesting this past year because of the way prices have been for commodities, corn and beans especially, the question whether to sell or hold. We'll get an expert's opinion on what's been going on after this.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Jerry Goodell of the Price Futures Group in Chicago has spent his career keeping an eye on corn and bean prices and how farmers are marketing their products. Are we still looking at a lot of corn and beans in farmers' hands, or have they sold?
In the corn side, there's plenty of corn in producers' hands. Primarily, they've been, as they kind of were last year, kind of utilizing the soybean prices as to keep in their bank account a little bit full here of whatever that is, or in some cases, hoping that there's going to look for a rally. The bean side of things have been a little more attractive right now. We have seen, though, I'd have to say right now, the basis relationships back against the DEASA now into the March and how that's switched over. We are now getting back to some of the prices in the cash out there in the country that is approaching some of the midsummer prices of last year in the cash, or maybe just a little under it. But that's an interesting factor here. If we do have any weather problems in the corn in the near term, I think we will start to see some more producer markings in the corn because of the fact that they haven't been marketing the corn. But in reality here, that's a 370-75 game. I think that's particularly that came along here near term. I would recommend producers to make some sales in the corn for sure. And also stare at some of that new crop out there just a little bit. That would be over $4. We're at $3.85 today, just to get started. But the one thing about the corn, if we do have any kind of weather that's negative, that 175 level we have this year is not likely to come back next year if we have any weather issues. If that's listed down below 167, 168, things could change.
Jerry Goodell of the Chicago-based Price Group. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona, where last week Zippy Duval was speaking as president of the American Farm Bureau Federation about a number of topics of concern to Farming America, including immigration.
Many of our farmers and ranchers as I travel the country says if you don't help us fix farm labor, all the other issues doesn't really matter. Without a legal supply of labor, many of our farmers face losses of crop and they can't compete on the world market. And it's time for American people and the leaders of in Washington to decide whether they're going to let us import our labor or are they going to have to import their food to the people of this country.
Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval. More from him tomorrow. Back after this.
This is Tyler Sudik with the Wagner Livestock Commission in Wagner, Nebraska. This Friday, January 20th at 12 o'clock p.m., we'll have a special bred cow and bred heifer sale expecting 250 to 350 heads. Some early consignments will be 85 head of F1 black whiteface, second calf bred heifers, bred Hereford bulls, start calving 3-1, 50 head of black Keneally Angus bloodline, bred heifers, bred low birth weight black Angus bulls, start calving 220, 41 head of F1 black whiteface, black bred heifers, bred low birth weight black Angus bulls, start calving 3-1. 30 head of black bred heifers, pelvic measured, bred low birth weight black Angus bulls, start calving 2-6 for 60 days. 15 head of black bred heifers, AI'd low birth weight black Angus bulls, cleaned up black Angus, start calving 220. 10 head of red Angus bred heifers, bred low birth weight red Angus bulls, start calving 220. 35 head of black bred cows, 5-year-old broken mouth, start calving 3-1. 30 head of black bred cows, solid broken mouth, start calving 3-1. 25 head of black Angus bred cows, second calf, solid mouth, red black Angus, start calving 320. That's complete dispersal. 20 head of cow calf pairs, middle aged to broken mouth, plus more by sale time. That's this Friday at the Waller Livestock Commission in Waller, Nebraska. For more information, R2 Consign. Give us a call at 402-443-3512, or you can check us out on the web at wallerlivestock.com. Thank you.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting upwards of 2,000 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 45 black steers and heifers weighing 350 to 5, 27 weighing in at 4 to 6, 12 weighing 450 to 650, 14 red Angus steers, 5 to 550, 40 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 7, 30 black heifers, 550 to 7, 50 black steers and heifers, 550 to 7, 60 weighing 550 to 7, 65 black steers 6 to 7 and a quarter, 14 550 to 700, 15 black steers and heifers 550 to 750, 11 black steers weigh 6 to 650, 35 red steers and heifers 6 to 750, 25 black steers and heifers 6 to 750, 51 black and red steers and heifers 6 to 750, 72 black steers and heifers 6 to 8, 46 weighing in at 6 to 8, 75 black steers, 6 to 850. 490 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 850. 22 weighing 650 to 750. 35 black and white faced steers and heifers weigh 7 to 8. 40 black steers and heifers weighing 7 to 8. 20 black and Charolais steers and heifers 7 to 8. 15 black steers and heifers 7 to 8. 32 mixed steers and heifers weigh 7 to 850. 62 black and white faced steers 7 to 9. 57 black steers 8 to 8 and a quarter. 24 weighing in at 8 to 850. 38 mixed steers 825 to 850. 65 black steers 7 to 8. And 57 weighing in at 875 to 9. Those are late consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:31 from KNDY, 38 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs warming into the middle 40s as mild weather continues again today.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Kansas American Network Sports.